at work.
We've got Dr. Mayor Eisenstein for another 20 minutes. We're going to take exclusively now your phone calls. Then I'm going to news blitz, play Jason Burmes' trailer, and a lot more. That is coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Bill in California. You're on the air with the author of Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on. I'm a new listener. I was a dumbed down on the right until you opened my eyes. I really appreciate that. The point I want to make is yesterday as I was listening to you, I'm watching Fox News on TV and watching the news feeds on the bottom, and right away Kathleen Sebelius is on there, and the news flashes, 522 die in U.S. from swine flu. So that's number one. Number two, again, today they did the news flash, like the doctor was saying, that 90,000 could die. Now also, I'm looking at a article that was in the L.A. Times saying hundreds of thousands could die from swine flu if vaccinations fail. Now, what I did is I tied all this together with the FEMA camps and the coffins. Those coffins aren't to bury. They're to get the dead bodies to the FEMA camp where they can burn them because they don't want any evidence left behind. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this because just a week or two ago, it was 200 deaths. So, wow, they're saying 500. I got to look up that latest number. The thing is, they continue to put out a bigger number, then revise it, because they'll say everybody that died of flu died of this. Then later it comes back it wasn't that, or in some cases it was when they didn't know. But Dr. Eisenstein said this may be a really bad flu. It may be mutating. It may kill more than what it regularly does. But if they almost shut the country down for a couple deaths in April, what's going to happen when the regular flu hits and it kills 30-something thousand? Dr. Eisenstein, comments on what the caller just said.
You know, you're totally right, you know. But it goes along with, here's the misinformation. This may be serious. Here's the answer. The two don't follow from each other, you know, because the real answers are good hygiene, good nutrition, and lots of vitamin D.
Exactly. They're making the solution. They're saying all you've got is this vaccine, which isn't even the right mutation. And they're saying right there on the LA Times, if it fails, basically 200,000 are dead.
Right.
So Ab, that's the key. You just hit the key there. I hope people realize that. I haven't really thought of it that way. They're not telling you what all the studies show about vitamin D, sunshine, plenty of rest, drinking purified water, eating healthy, not being around big crowds of people if this breaks out. I'm sorry, Doc. Go ahead.
No, you're right on point. You know, this is on the light of just two studies, not put out by Mayor Eisenstein. One was in the Archives of Internal Medicine, a so-called, quote, prestigious journal, that 75% of the country is severely deficient in vitamin D. And then there was the one in Pediatrics 3 months ago, which said 75% of children and 100% of Hispanics and African Americans are deficient in vitamin D. Watch who dies. It sounds awful. I mean, I don't want to make predictions like that. You know, they'll be the ones who are deficient in vitamin D, but have the highest probability of dying. Now, is vitamin D the total answer? Nothing in life is the total answer. One day, all of us will be with the Lord. That's the bottom line. You know, but our goal is to kind of put it off a little bit.
Well, Doc, I mean, I was reading some studies, but I experienced this myself. One time in college, living alone, I barely got to the phone and called my dad to come over and get me out of bed and take me to the hospital to give me a shot of some type of anti-nauseous medicine. I forget the name of it, Phenegrin. But I mean, I couldn't get out of bed for 3 days. I was totally dehydrated. If I'd have been an old person or couldn't got to the phone, I probably would have ended up dying. I mean, isn't most of the flu killing people because they're already sick or debilitated, or they just are alone and end up getting stuck in bed?
Or both.
We'll explain that to us when we get back. We'll take calls from Pat, Jenny, and Robert. Final segment with Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, the book, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate. Mayor Eisenstein, MD, JD, MPH. But, yeah, I mean, I've had the flu so bad, folks. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you have had it. So a lot of this, you need to help your neighbors.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
But I've got to ask this question. Dr. Eisenstein, we had emergency managers on from Indiana on the border with Illinois. We got internal documents from the state of New York. In January of this year, now 8 months ago, the federal government was preparing police for a flu outbreak, doing riot drills, telling them harden their police stations, get ready for mass graves. And then magically, April, this comes out and they hype it up. And then now magically, they've got a vaccine. And magically, they're saying it's going to kill hundreds of thousands if we don't take it. I mean, I don't see any way this couldn't be rigged at some level. And then a lot of epidemiologists, virologists say this is clearly a manufactured virus. Looks like it was made in a laboratory, was altered, doesn't really have a pedigree. Any comments on that?
I thought about this a lot, and I think it's 100% true, you know, but unfortunately it does make a difference. The cat's out of the bag, you know, and be it government-manufactured, lab-manufactured, pharmaceutical industry manufacturer, we have a potential serious problem, you know, and all the more reason why their answer, you know, they thought they had a neat package. They thought they were going to put something out and have an answer for it, That's one theory. Or they're going to put something out that didn't work, but people would get it. A mild flu, which they would be able to then scare people into pandemic. Remember, the word pandemic doesn't mean you're going to die. It means a lot of people are going to get it. There's no question in my mind that millions of people have gotten this swine flu strain. You know, very few have died relative. It's estimated in this country that between 2 and 3 million people have gotten this flu, the swine flu, including in my practice. I have a feeling we've had at least 100 patients with it. You know, most people don't get tested. They don't even know if you had it or didn't have it. What they didn't count on is that it may actually be problematic. You know, it's like they didn't count that it may actually kill people. I mean, that they didn't need it. They didn't want to kill people. That's not their goal. See, killing people doesn't help them sell drugs. They need the people alive and sick. That's what helps them sell drugs. So that's where I see that wouldn't be their agenda. What would be their agenda for mass sterilization and eugenics? They're out of business eventually. You know, it makes no sense, but it makes a lot of sense to keep people very, very sick. Unfortunately, they made them so sick.
But in the later phases, they do want the profit phase up front, but once they've already created a fiat banking system of quadrillions in derivatives, then they don't need us because it becomes a resource issue. But
right, well said, well said.
But I do see your overall point that they do milk the very crises they've created. You know, that's like the inside word from the big antivirus software virus companies putting out the viruses themselves. Let's talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, 100% right. I mean, and I one of my, he's like my adopted son. He's been with us since he's 14 or 15 years old. Genius. A computer person, and he said to me back in before 2000, he said, this whole thing of Y2K, which everyone forgot about, is all a hoax. It was all made up by the techies who just wanted to play games with everybody. And he said, it's the same thing, just what you said, Alex. It's not even a conspiracy theory. All the viruses are made by the same company that have the antivirus equipment.
Well, it's just amazing. They certainly capitalize on all of it. And, yeah, the government wanted to use Y2K as the pretext. They first put the fear out to make everybody convert over to the new systems they could control in a standardized system. Pat in Connecticut, you're on the air with Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. Go ahead.
Hi. I actually work at a nursing home here in a small town in Connecticut. And one thing I'm kind of getting worried about now is that they're going to start forcing inoculations on us with the swine flu, hepatitis, tuberculosis. And you have to wonder, almost for a second, why would they be going after the nursing homes if, you know, most of the people are already sick with, you know, the dementia and everything else?
Because if they can enforce on the nurses and doctors and the enforcers, then they'll more happily try to force the citizens to do it. That's like the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act back in the 2002-2003, they tried to make first responders do it. In fact, I've got a bigger question for Dr. Eisenstein along that same line. Masses, in fact, now it's out, half of the UK doctors are saying no, more than half of New York nurses. It was 30-something percent last week in New York. Why, in your opinion, are they trying to force the doctors and nurses to do this first?
I think you gave the answer. When you get the first responders to get vaccinated, they're more likely to give it to someone else. But when you can't make the first responder take it, and they readily admit they don't take it, then how are they going to force somebody else? What happens when this is a very powerful statement when thousands and thousands of doctors and nurses say no? I mean, this is I find this absolutely incredible. These aren't doctors and nurses who don't believe in vaccines. We don't have that many doctors that don't believe in vaccines. So obviously, they've hit a nerve with these people when they said no.
Yeah, why target the old and then women and children and pregnant women when normally they tell pregnant women don't take any shots? They just say, yes, take it, take it.
Let me tell you something. I think this is really sinister. You give a pregnant woman a shot, you've affected her baby, and now you've got that child to give drugs to the rest of that child's life. It sounds sick. I mean, it's, you know, but can you imagine if you inject now 4 million pregnant women in this country, you've just built yourself a great market. You know, I can't think of any other reason. The flu shot is called the Category C, contraindicated during pregnancy. In fact, there was a class action lawsuit filed today with an injunction in Washington, D.C. to prevent the administration of the flu vaccine to any pregnant woman. It makes no sense.
Amazing. Okay. Thank you, Pat. Great points. Jenny in Texas. Jenny, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I have some information I believe is important about how many vaccines they are actually going to give. And they're trying to create a false shortage in addition to trying to make us sick. My husband is a police officer, and we live outside of Lubbock, Texas, is about 250,000. And his supervisor came in from a city meeting with emergency people there, and he said that they're only planning to do 40,000 shots, and they're going to do it at our local sports arena. So it makes me wonder why they're telling us we have to get it, you know, and then say, well, we're only going to have this many shots.
Well, see, it's all done by color of law. They tell police, firemen, nurses, you'll be fired if you don't, with no force of law behind it. And so, again, it's more of an acclamation, more of setting the precedent, and really like a federal drill internationally to get everybody lined up and find out, engage. They're always testing. They're always probing. And they'll make tens of billions of dollars off of this, but then practice the federal control. That's the Fed's excuse to be in there locally bossing people around. Dr. Eisenstein, your take on what she's saying.
No, I tell you, I think it's what you said earlier, Alex. They're backing off. They're afraid. You know, they would give $300,000 to all the residents of Lubbock, you know, Texas. But they have it. It's really available. Come on, you know, they got the greatest manufacturing ability in the world. They can't produce the stuff, not a chance. You know, but they're afraid that they know it doesn't work. And so if they're really afraid there may be a serious a swine flu epidemic and people may die. And what do they do if they gave 250,000 people in Texas there the swine flu and 5,000 people die, 100 people, 500? What's their excuse now? And now their excuse is we couldn't vaccinate the rest of the group. So they're going to vaccinate a small percentage and said we just couldn't get to everyone in time.
Yeah. I mean, the scientists we talked to said this is clearly engineered. And so do they know it's an earlier version that's going to mutate into something really deadly? And then they'll say, see, we told you, you better take the shots, and it sets the precedent. I don't want to declare victory now. It appears on the surface they are pulling back and the public's waking up. But they've got all sorts of curveballs. I've never seen them gear up for something this big without it being real at some level. And so I don't want people to get a false sense of security here, but I do think we're having an effect on them. Anything else, Jenny, from Lubbock?
No, sir. I just think that confirms what y'all have been talking about. So.
Well, does your husband say the police are waking up, or are they planning to take a shot? I mean, do they like their commanders telling them they got to take a shot with no authority?
No. No, we will not. He will not. And his supervisor said, me and my family will not. And my husband, as he says, the infection is spreading. The infection of information.
You know, let me tell you, God bless you and your husband, you know, for the work he does. Alex, how exciting is that? That a supervisor here, someone who's not a hardcore radical as such, like you or I, is saying, I'm not going to take it. That's just, it's the power of one. I've always believed that, you know. I mean, no matter how strong you are, you know, when someone stands up to you, and especially, Alex, you are right, these are paper tigers. You know, the president and all his czars, you know, are just paper tigers. You know, they're academicians who've never been in the real world, never did anything real, and it's really shameful. And the people who voted for them, I pray they're waking up and realize what you've done, you know, and hopefully we'll do something different.
Well, they definitely want this to get their socialized health care through. And now a lot of congressmen are saying the White House is staging this hype to get it through. And now the White House is in the AP today saying, oh, look, health care is going to be taxed. We need federal health care. So maybe just the whole drill is the event. Dr. Eisenstein, you said you could stay with us, but I don't want to keep twisting your arm.
I can
stay a
little bit longer. I'm okay. I'm good.
All right. 29 after you're gone. We're going to come back, talk to Matt and Ben. That's it. Then I'm going to get into the new trailer for Burmese's film that's coming out in early February. And that is going to be, of course, Invisible Empire, talking about the New World Order, this global shadow government. The new trailer for my film's up on InfoWars.com, Fall the Republic.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
All right, final segment with our guest, Dr. Eisenstein. Really appreciate his time. Going to have him back up sooner than 2 years. Very, very honored to have him with us. Matt in Louisiana, you are on the air, Matt. Go ahead.
All right, great. How you doing, Alex and Dr. Eisenstein? I'm calling. I'm a big follower of Dr. Eisenstein, and I
I'm not one of these guys calling in to like make to discredit the guest or anything, and I've been wanting to know the answer to this question for a long time since the Chicago Tribune printed it. It was it's about this $30 million lawsuit that they, I mean, it looks like a smear article, but I just wanted to get Dr. Eisenstein's input or answer to this or the rebuttal.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you know what he's talking about?
It's the Tribune did a nice article on me. They put me on the front page of the Friday edition about 4 or 5 months ago, and I can tell you if I'll give you a couple answers to this. They only go after people who cause trouble, and so I'm either a serious troublemaker or causing trouble for them, you know. And you know, the Tribune is unfortunately, it's like everything else. They misrepresent the facts. They change it a little bit. Anyone who delivers babies is involved in lawsuits. And we've delivered almost 20,000 babies. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, caller, I appreciate your call. But I mean, really, when people are in lawsuits, they're not going to talk about it, obviously, because you're not supposed to.
All got resolved. Got settled for piddly amounts at the end, you know. But that's beside the point.
Yeah, but for people that don't know, dentists, oral surgeons, doctors, they all get sued. Crazy people come in and come after you. That's why we've got a doctor shortage in this country, because we've cut their pay in half since the 70s, and we treat them like crap. And they're busy filling out government forms all day instead of helping people. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. I mean, you know, if a doctor tells me he's ever had a lawsuit, that means he's not doing anything of consequence in a sense, you know.
Absolutely. That's just ridiculous. Let's go ahead. I'm not mad at you, Matt, but, I mean, give me a break. We're here talking about vaccines, not some lawsuit over a baby being delivered at home. I mean, that's why they're half the women are having cesareans. I've got articles where they CPS women who refuse cesareans even when the baby isn't in trouble. I mean, that's a whole other subject. They want to make it all medicalized where 100 years from now, it's a conspiracy theory that women ever had babies vaginally. No, women used to have them vaginally. Women used to feed their babies with their mammary glands. It's not a conspiracy theory. Dr. Eisenstein, comments on that?
Well, that's exactly right. The incidence of breastfeeding in this country is virtually zero. Virtually zero. How absolutely nauseating when, you know, you said it real well. Breasts are meant to feed babies. You know, the best quote I ever heard of that is the two hemispheres of the brain of the most brilliant scientist isn't a fraction as brilliant at compounding a formula for a baby than the two mammary glands of any woman.
And they're not bad to look at either. Let's go ahead and take a final call. Ben in Oregon. Ben, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was calling because I have a 5.5-month-old baby, and I've gotten not all of his shots, but my wife is convinced that we got to get the pentacell shot, and we've done 2 doses of it, and I just wanted to see if you guys had any good ideas or anything.
What shot was that?
What?
I didn't hear what the shot was that you gave.
Pentacell?
It's like a mixture of like of the
never get mixtures. I mean, look, I tell you what I was taught in medical school years ago. You don't give combination drugs, and vaccines are drugs. They said you don't give an aspirin and a Tylenol or you know these combinations.
Yeah, let me interrupt. Just give your wife how the Japanese don't let you vaccinate till 2, and they say give it in single shots. Correct, doctor?
Absolutely correct. So if you want to give all that, you know, give them one at a time if that's what you're going
to
do.
Then watch what happens to them and space it out. That's like, and I'm not practicing medicine, that's what other doctors have said here. Take the MMR, take all these multiple jabs. And the type you're talking about must be the drug company name. Those are some of the worst associated with bad effects, correct, doctor?
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, the idea of combining different drugs into one, you know, someone said very well about these multiple vaccines, multiple virus strains in one vaccine. It's not one injection. If you go to the bar and you order 5 shots of whiskey and they put it into one glass, have you gotten just one glass of whiskey or one shot? No, it's 5 shots, you know.
Yeah, caller, thank you. Dr. Eisenstein, amazing hour and 20-minute interview. Don't vaccinate before you educate. available at InfoWars.com, discounted out of the gates, or call 888-253-3139. You can also go to homefirst.com. That's Dr. Eisenstein's site. Doctor, always great having you on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Alex. God bless. Have a wonderful day.
God bless
day.
You. Get back to your practice. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you. Be well.
Medical doctor and lawyer. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Part 2 of the Obama deception is titled Fall of the Republic. Is due out October 21st, 2009, about 2 months from now. The film is nearing completion in the next 3 weeks or so. You can watch the first trailer for the documentary. There'll be more trailers and sneak peeks in the months to come up at InfoWars.com right now. Again, it's up on InfoWars.com. We have a detailed article written by Paul Watson detailing what the documentary covers. It shows how the globalists, this private offshore group of banks, are engaged in a global corporate takeover of the planet, destroying nation states by manufacturing debt bubbles that are impossible to escape through fraud. You've got to denounce the bankers, denounce the debt, arrest the bankers for their crimes. They're a bunch of Madoff-type characters. It's fraudulent. And this has got to be done. And that's what Fall of the Republic covers, is the banking system, their overall agenda, the global greenhouse gas taxes. It's all covered in the documentary film, Fall of the Republic. And so I just want to challenge everybody out there to get this article that Paul Watson's written on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and to virally get it out to everybody. This film will be a giant success if you make it a success. The Obama deception has been seen more than 20 million times free online. More than 8 million times alone, the different versions. One of them's got 3.3 million on YouTube alone. The film will be free. But I cannot continue to make films if people don't buy the DVD. So it'll go on sale a few weeks before it's released. I want everybody to order the DVD, to have the high-quality DVD and extras in their possession, but also get the free versions. It'll be around the web. It'll be there for PrisonPlanet.tv members in the highest quality. We're going to try to have this in true HD this time, not just in really high res, for the great folks that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, be sure and take advantage of that today. So that's the bottom line. Now, I do want to go ahead and do we have Burmese's trailer ready for the premiere here of this? It just so happened we didn't coordinate this, that on the same day we're releasing both our trailers. Jason Burmese making a film under the InfoWars label here in our new, larger Central Texas Command Center where we can accommodate getting a few more filmmakers in here. He's been researching this film for years. He's been going through National Archive footage, traveling all over the country. He's got George Bush New World Order clips and clips of Richard Nixon calling for world government and others that nobody's got. I mean, this film is going to be amazing. Getting into how their global government works, how it administers, and what their overall program is. It's Invisible Empire. And he wanted to have it out in December. And I said, Burmese, take your time. This is an important film. He's going to release it in early February. That's why it says on the trailer, winter of 2010. But that's only 4 months away. So here, ladies and gentlemen, never before seen. This isn't up on YouTube yet. It's going up on the Alex Jones channel in the next few hours. This is the opening kind of avant-garde. It's different from the trailers we make. I think it's a good trailer. Long-form, four-minute trailer for the new film, Invisible Empire. And that's what the New World Order really calls their system. So I want to say great job to Mike here in the office working on this. Of course, Jason Burmese. So here it is.
Nazi forces seek to establish systems of government based on the regimentation of all human beings by a handful of individual rulers who seize power by force.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society.
And the hope that each of us has to build a new world order.
A new world order is coming into being, but it looks less and less like the world order that Mr. Kissinger had constructed in his own mind.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
What is the Bohemian Grove? Well, it's a kind of summer camp for the powerful.
Among its members, political figures like Gerald Ford, President Reagan, Vice President Bush, Richard Nixon is a Bohemian. Each year, guests like Henry Kissinger or Zbigniew Brzezinski address members on their areas of expertise.
To be a poster child for these people, because you have served on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, you helped start the Trilateral Commission, and you've been to the Bilderberger groups.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
I don't believe in this notion of some sort of secret societies controlling people. But, of course, in any political system, there are sort of over-the-table and under-the-table arrangements.
It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine
by the military-industrial complex.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
We can find meaning and reward by serving some higher purpose than ourselves. A shining purpose the illumination of 1,000 points of light.
No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
The quest for the new world order is in part a challenge to keep the dangers of disorder at bay.
We were interested today to hear that more than 100 law enforcement officials in Mexico are having microchips implanted in their arms. The chips allow a person to be scanned, sort of like a cereal box at the supermarket checkout.
I think the most important thing is for Barack Obama.
I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created.
I think a new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice.
Yes, these men and their hypnotized followers call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
Pretty good music, too, huh? That's myself singing as a choral orchestra. Okay, great job to Jason Vermes and Mike. I'd plug Mike's last name, but I haven't asked him if he wants to be known. Video graphics guy here in the office. Again, Vermes has been working on the film for really the last year. Years of research, but working here off and on the last year. That's just a graphics trailer right there, but really interesting film. And I told you, the mission here with moving into bigger offices is to do more media, more films, expand what we're doing, because everything we're doing is having a great effect, is reaching out to people, and is warning people, and is proving to people that what we're saying is true. And that's what both Invisible Empire and Fall of the Republic. See, for the global empire to really be set up, they need all the nation states to fall. And people argue, well, world government's just the next phase in society. Well, whether you're for global government or not, which I'm not, anything command and control and centralized always goes bad very, very quickly. Whether you're for that or not, the issue is this is a tyrannical, undemocratic system, in the words of the elite themselves. And that's actually what Invisible Empire is covering, and we also cover that. It's just the only issue that needs to be covered. Everything else is under that umbrella. It also is covered in Fall of the Republic. And we're getting rave reviews for the trailer for Fall of the Republic. I'm told in the next 30 minutes or so, the little blurb article Vermes wrote and his trailer will be up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube and up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And again, we're counting on all of you to get this out to everyone, because I mean, here we are making these expensive, hard for us to make, blood, sweat, and tears films and saying, here they are for free. And really, that's not something that we need to be praised for. We're trying to survive. We're trying to defeat the globalist. When you realize this is life and death, when you realize this is real, when you realize they are drugging your water and food, when you realize that they are eugenicist, when you realize the score, I mean, I would expect people to want to beat me up if I wasn't making films and putting them out for free. I would expect people to, I mean, what am I, a crazy person? I mean, how do you know about this stuff and then not do everything you can to warn people if you don't love your family? I'm not some jackass who can sit here and rationalize reality and go, oh, that's not real. Oh, that's not true. The Gardasil vaccine isn't killing people. The flu shot isn't killing people. When it is! I'm about reality. I told you they were going to say, and so did Chapman. People have now pulled those clips, that he was going to try to stage his death via cancer, and now that's floating around the media. I mean, they're just trial ballooning this stuff on folks. And it's not that I'm even smart. The globalists are pathological. Once you know their criminology, once you know their MO, it's just different permutations of the same action. You know, it's like a guy who likes brunettes, who are well endowed, and, you know, he's going to go after people that are brunette, that are well endowed, you know. And it's like somebody who likes blondes is going to go after blondes. You know, well, the New World Order, we know their pathology. They build FEMA camps. They put up cameras. They put people in camps. They militarize the police. They drug the water and food. They use medicine as a tool of tyranny. See, pathology is how someone behaves. I come on the radio and yell and scream and rant and rave. That's my pathology. The globalists have a modus operandi. They have a way of doing things. And I study them. I do the same thing every day when it comes time to plug sponsors and then hit some final news and calls. I can't find the sheet I had in here for... oh, there it is. I got to clean this desk off. The guys have done a good job trying to organize it. Believe it or not, this is like a week and a half of news. And there's probably... I bet if you counted this, I bet there's 857 articles. You guys want to wager a bet? I bet I'm closer. It's like The Price is Right. I bet there are 857 articles. I bet I'm closest to that. I bet there's 857 articles here in front of me right now on PrisonPlanet.tv. I bet that's how many things there are on this desk. Because I've learned what a stack is. This stack right here, this stack's probably about 104 articles. Maybe 95, I don't know. You got all this. It's just every one of these things totally proves what we're saying. I mean, it's like in the stack, we've got Blackwater running around murdering political enemies. We've got fake terror alerts being put out, admitted. We've got Obama now confirming what we knew, saying they were going to come out and say we got to have socialized medicine, government health care because of the swine flu. I mean, it's just like... it's like watching a cuckoo clock, and you go, when it goes to 6 o'clock, the little cuckoo bird's going to come out and go, cuckoo, 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 you know, do 6 cuckoos. And when it's 7, he's going to come out and do 7 cuckoos. I mean, we know what the elite are doing. And it makes me go cuckoo to see him continually get away with all of this. That'll be a useful video clip of people online, me going cuckoo. I tell you, the truth will make you go cuckoo. I don't blame people who want to be delusional and deny all this stuff's going on. But let me tell those people something. This stuff doesn't go away just because you deny it's happening. Oh, man, I am exhausted so far. What a show. I'm going to come back to a final news blitz here in a moment. I did want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. Almost said today's do-si-do possible. MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solution from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of a power source 800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas. But in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. And if we're not in troubled times, I don't know what troubled times are. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so let's make our move today. MySolarBackup.com. That's one word, MySolarBackup.com. Or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. And also, I want to tell you about an amazing sponsor, frontsight.com, FrontSight.com, the premier private shooting training center in the country outside Pahrump, Nevada. They also have free online courses and a lot of great stuff at frontsight.com. Check it out, a lot of gear as well, frontsight.com. Dr. Ignatius Piazza is offering 5 days of firearms training to the listeners. For a limited time, he's also offering, paying his own money out of pocket to be able to offer you a deal. 5 days of world-class training at Frontside Firearms Training Institute, and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast. You will get a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. So check it out, frontsight.com. And believe me, just having firearms is only half the equation. You need basic training, and this place is great. Very simple stuff with shotguns, handguns, rifles, sniper rifles, you know, long gun, you name it, frontsight.com. And I will, last but not least here today, before we come back to a final news blitz, tell you that we're expanding this operation. We're intensifying what we're doing. We're putting out more video, more audio, more films, more material, more guests, more info, more resistance, more contest about getting viral posters out around the country to fight for the First Amendment. We need your support. You also support us on the online video bookstore of all the books, all the videos, all the apparel, the Come and Take It, pro-Second Amendment shirts, the Come and Take It hats, the Gadsden flag, Don't Tread on Me hats and shirts, the Obama as the fascist, Obama as the New World Order, Obama as with InfoWars under him, as the Joker, all available at InfoWars.com right now, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or see all my films in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back with the final segment of News Blitz. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Look in my eyes.
Look in my eyes. What do you see?
Well, I tell you, Obama certainly fits the bill on that. He's going to sell you a lie and make you love it. But you can only do this trick so long. People figure it out. Obama is a complete fraud. Approval rating now dropped down to 41 points and going downward. That was a couple days ago. Let's look at the Rasmussen daily track. I bet if Saturday's tracker poll had him at 41, it must be like 40 right now. I mean, man, they're going to have to stage something big. In fact, all these polls are coming in. Las Vegas Review-Journal shows Senate campaign. Poll shows potential GOP challengers would beat Harry Reid. There's also evidence showing that Rand Paul's going to win. Peter Schiff could win. I mean, on every front. But let's make sure it's good Republicans or good Democrats that replace these people, not more New World Order people. So that's an exciting little tidbit. Also, analyst Bove sees 150 to 200 more U.S. bank failures. And they've had a bunch of big banks go up in the last 2 weeks, as I know most of you know. And it's only deepening. I mean, all this fiat money that they put us in debt is only to the big central banks. They're the only ones that have money. All the other banks and regional systems are in deep trouble. Look at Bush saying, don't have the media. Bush, excuse me, Freudian slip, I hate them both. Obama, the puppet, saying, don't photograph his daughters, but the police state he supports. So what is it now? There you are on Rasmussen. It'll show on there the total number. I don't know. It shows it's the same then. Interesting. Lowest ever that we've ever seen. Again, I'm going to talk more in the days to come. We've got it up on the websites about Bernanke, all the unpopularity, all the criminality, all the insider trading, all the manipulations, the conflict of interest. And there's Obama today saying how great Bernanke is. And Bernanke looked like just a pile of, well, I'm not going to say it. He just, the video I saw today of him live, it was just absolutely disgusting to see him up there. And now they are saying that they need another bailout, and that, oh, the deficit was bigger than Obama thought when he got into office 8 months ago, and that he wasn't going to cut it in half. In fact, it's going to get bigger. It's all lies. And then they stall you with another lie, another fraud, another scam over and over and over again. And I just can't believe the White House is saying they're going to openly continue secret arrest renditions with indefinite detention. And this is hailed as liberal, because as long as it's a Democrat doing it, it's okay. It's all about ego. Just like Republicans got mad at Clinton because they weren't in power, then Bush came in and expanded what Clinton was doing. They suddenly loved it. It's pathetic. Get out of your partisanship unless you want to end up paupers on the continent your forefathers conquered. Also, I meant to play it today. Maybe we'll play it tomorrow at the start of the show or something. We've put up part of the interview I did with Jesse Ventura when I was out in California last week. I'm back out there later in the week for more episodes. But that great interview is up on InfoWars as well. And we have the new General Poster Revolution contest where you can make any poster you want, put them up, and you can win the $1,000 prize. We'll announce in a week and a half. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.